You will hear two students called Christina and Dan preparing for a seminar presentation on the topic of recognizing why and when people tell lies.
So did you find anything interesting when you were doing the research?
Well, I read a good article about children lying. It makes the point that parents in all cultures tell their children off if they're dishonest. They say, "You mustn't tell lies." However, when children are about six, they start to realise that parents lie too.
How?
Well, parents might say to a child, "If your little sister wants another biscuit, we should tell her that they're all finished." So, learning to lie is something that children are taught to do by their parents.
So that's dishonest, isn't it?
In a way, but the parents probably don't see it as lying. They're trying to get the child to do what they want. The thing is that then the child starts lying to get what he or she wants too. So when children lie, we should actually see this as a normal part of their development.
Right. That seems like a good point to include in the presentation. One of the things I was interested in is people telling white lies. You know, small lies to make other people feel better. According to one survey, it seems that women tell about 30 white lies a day, whereas men tell about 8.
It won't come as a surprise that people tell white lies to make other people feel more positive, but we should mention the number of lies. That will be surprising to people.
What else did you find interesting?
Professor Miller mentioned body language, didn't she? You know, if someone keeps moving from foot to foot or has their arms folded across their chest. Psychologists used to say that's a sure sign of lying, but now we know that's not true.
So if people are looking for those kinds of body language signals, they may completely misunderstand what's going on.
Yes, especially because gestures have different meanings in different cultures.
For example, a lack of eye contact might be a sign of respect, not of dishonesty.
Exactly. What about people lying online? You know, someone posts a fake review of a restaurant they've never actually been to.
Well, apparently there is a problem with people writing fake reviews. But the thing is, journalists are always writing about it and saying how awful the situation is, when actually, according to Professor Edwards, it's just a small minority of people that do this.
So, just newspaper hysteria?
Right. So, shall we say something about being dishonest at university?
You mean pretending you wrote something when really you just copied it from somewhere?
Yes.
That's really serious. Like, if you get caught, you might be asked to leave the course.
I don't think everyone knows that tutors have software programs that only take a few seconds to identify whether the work is yours or whether you've copied something.
Okay, why don't we start with that point?